Well, I'm naturally disappointed like that the meeting has been cancelled. And I can assure you, William, that no confidence were broken. Kyle Paisley was kept informed of what we were doing with your colleague, Kevin McGee, and me all along. And I was more than careful not to impinge on any of those things. And I just hoped that the meeting would go ahead. I've had to live with this slur for over 20 years, and I have never asked Kyle Paisley for an apology on behalf of his father. Now, that is very, very clear. I wanted the meeting just for the main take place in the spirit of reconciliation, just to see where it would lead to. But there's a few things that I want to say, first of all, about this. That the chief constable at the time, Ronnie Flanagan, issued a statement saying that the police had no evidence whatsoever to connect Eugene Reavy with the King's Mills massacre, nor was he wanted in connection with any other outstanding matters. And I also said that I asked Kyle Paisley's late father on many occasions to apologise to me for what he said, but he always declined to do so. At one stage, I thought that he may have been afraid that I was going to sue him for slander if he responded, speaking without the comfort of parliamentary privilege. So I sent him a written indemnity to remove that obstacle, but it didn't make any difference.
Did he reply to you in correspondence at all?
Mr. Paisley?
Yes.
No, I have written to Mr. Paisley 20 times. I have written to his wife, Eileen, 10 or 12 times. Some of the letters were hand-delivered. But I never had any correspondence from Ian Paisley. It's a very touchy subject for the Paisleys, you know.
You did have some correspondence with, some written correspondence with Kyle Paisley, yes. Though.
Yes.
In which, and he did respond.
He did.
In fact, I have one of the letters,
yes,
he wrote to you,
yes,
before me right now in March. He wrote,
yes,
on the 28th of March and described his feelings about the atrocities that happened during the Troubles and expressing great sympathy to you and,
yes,
to your family, and to you particularly, loss of your brothers. In the Troubles. And I'm going to read out a short paragraph from this letter. Again, it's the 28th of March of this year, addressed to you from Kyle Paisley. He says, last year I watched a BBC documentary which showed that the King's Mills massacre, the evening following the killing of your brothers, was not something random or spur of the moment, but had been planned well in advance of its being carried out. It's evident that it was not in retaliation for what happened the night before, and that it was not carried out in the name of the Reavy family. What did you take those words to mean when Kyle Paisley wrote those to you?
Well, some people may argue or may have a different notion about whether it was pre-planned or whether it was in direct retaliation for the murder of my brothers. That is a matter that a lot of people differ on. And whilst I've been exonerated by my chief constable on the HTT, I still feel that my stain of Paisley Senior's comments, I still feel that pain on my reputation. And I asked Paisley Jr. not to condemn his late father in any way, but nevertheless to retract his comments to me personally, on a personal basis. I never asked to be on a TV programme. It was the BBC instigated this. It was the BBC that put this out this morning. It didn't come from Eugene Reavy.
there may be some confusion in the mind of Kyle Paisley.
A lot of confusion.
He seems to think, from his statement, from the media coverage at least, that the impression has been given that he was going to be expected to apologise to you for his father's statement, or that he was going to do so.
No, never. He was never asked that. And William, like, the other thing that we have to take into consideration, that Paisley's family is still intact. Mine is not. I lost three of my brothers in these troubles. The Paisleys didn't. I mean, it's a very small thing to ask to meet them.
The letter I'm quoting from ends with these words, Eugene. Like you, I would welcome the opportunity to meet, and I hope that it works out. I would also like to assure you of my prayers. May you know continually the presence of a loving and sympathising saviour.
Yes.
Yours sincerely, Kyle Paisley. Very intimate letter.
Yes, that's right. And I was very heartened by that. And I didn't make any comment on that. It was during the interviews with Kevin McGee that I happened to mention Paisley. And Kevin phoned him and gave him every opportunity for him to do whatever he wanted to do. And he chose not to go on the programme. But, I mean, he never asked us at any stage not to mention his name. We didn't mention anything about apologies, nothing. I was more than careful for him to stay away from that.
And when he says, Eugene, in this letter, it's evident, he's confident, it's evident that, the massacre was not carried out in the name of the Reavy family. Did you take that to mean he was accepting you had nothing yourself to do with any of this?
William, the Reavy family are a nationalist family. They are not a Republican family. We were never in IRAs or any of these carry-ons. The people at King's Mills, I hope, were not murdered in the name of the Reavy family. My father would turn in his grave at such a suggestion.
I'm taken by what I heard you say today, Eugene, about Kyle Paisley. You said something to the effect that you'd been kind of hearing from Kyle Paisley in the media, watching him on the internet and stuff like that, and you kind of sensed, this is a guy I could talk to.
I did, yes, absolutely. Honestly. I think I don't honestly believe that this is coming from Kyle Paisley himself.
Well, we have to take him at his own word. We have to take him at his word that he's thought this through. But if there's any possibility that he might change his mind and privately have that meeting with you, would it still be important for you to do that?
Yes, it is. Yes.
What would it mean to you?
Well, I mean, as I said on the TV program, I don't want to preempt anything about what Mr. Paisley might say to me. But I think if we were sitting down like that, the two of us are a reasonable man and we should be able to talk about it and discuss it. Let's see where it takes us and we can shake hands at the end of it. And I don't want him to compromise himself and I don't need to compromise my feelings about it.
I'm not sure about the use of the word closure. I know there are difficulties with that word when we're talking about victims.
I don't like that word.
I don't like the word because
the word I don't have it's in a continuing my vocabulary.
Yeah, of course. Grief is a continuing experience in the lives of victims. I get that. But would it help you? And would it help your family?
It would.
Emotionally, would it help you?
Absolutely. It'd be a big help. William, this was one of the worst atrocities in all of the troubles. And to be accused of that, it's a terrible slur on the family. And there was many a night I lay not sleeping, thinking, would lightning strike twice? Surely they wouldn't come back and shoot me or any of my family, you know.
Yeah.
And that was always there, and that threat is still there to this day, and I want that removed. And that was the only reason I was ringing and trying to speak to Kyle Paisley.
I think we need to also understand the impact that allegation from Ian Paisley under parliamentary privilege had on you, on your business, on your friendships and your relationship.